Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Deborah.
Hi, it's Therapist Kelly.
Therapist Kelly is always so cute.
Oh, that's how I feel about you. I get very excited when I see you.
Hey, actually, I got hit on today at the post office.
Shut up.
It was so cute.
Oh my God, tell me.
Oh, I just
was it like a homeless man outside, or was it
the legitimate guy? The guy behind the counter was very cute.
What did he say?
I just, was mailing this letter for, actually a little birthday present for, the three little girls who used to live around the corner. So I still give them, even though they moved to Colorado, I still give them birthday presents and stuff like that. They're so adorable. And we FaceTime. So I just went to mail, because one time I sent a gift card in a regular envelope.
Yeah.
And it never got to the person. So I got a little leery about putting that, because you can feel there's a gift card, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I put in one of those bubble things,
Smart.
Which of course cost more than just an envelope, but I wasn't sure how much. So I went in there and then I asked for stamps and he said, how about the flowers? I said, oh yeah, those are lovely. And he goes, not as lovely as you.
So funny
so
when it happens.
Funny. I love it.
That happened to me at the airport with the security guy. Oh. David and I always laugh about it because he takes my ID. You know, they have to check your ID.
Yeah.
And he's like, Kelle, Kelle.
Oh.
It's something like so funny, and we still like make fun of it today. It's just really funny.
And I love people who are so brazen in doing that in front of your beau, right? You're with your husband.
He wasn't there, but we
exactly. Oh,
he was like in another line, but still.
I'm always so impressed with people who are just out there,
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Give it all you got.
So I have to tell you about the super fun weekend.
Okay, cool. Tell me.
But before we do that, anybody wants to give us a call? 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. And we need to thank our sponsor, Kim Gold, who's the author of the business memoir, Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire. Kim has just been an amazing supporter for our show, and she is awesome. She is a rock star, just one hell of a lady.
So exactly. We love you, Kim.
Yes, we love you, Kim. Okay, so speaking of radio show stuff, so you know the people who do the show right before us, the horse race show. So Billy Koch, he's got this fractional, I think it's like syndicated horse buying. Like you can buy a piece of a horse in
a horse
race kind of thing. So he'll do it justice when we have him on at some point. But anyway, so he had always said to us, anytime you want tickets to go. So it's Christopher's son's 30th birthday tomorrow, actually. Uh-huh. And so we said, do you guys want to go to the racetrack? So I thought, okay, I'll just ask Billy if he could get us some tickets. Oh my gosh, he got us entrance tickets for four. He got us a box right on the finish line. He invited us down to the paddock so we could actually go see those ponies right front and center and meet the jockey. And we were even invited into the winner's circle. It was amazing, but we didn't know we could actually go down there. I thought he was kind of just kidding, but he's like, why didn't you show up in the winner's circle? Because his horse won. So it was such a perfect day.
What a gem.
Such a perfect day.
And I love people who follow through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't just say it, but integrity.
Oh,
yeah.
It was just awesome. And won a little money.
I
ended up picking three exactas.
Oh my God. I don't know what that means, but
it
sounds impressive.
You pick two horses that are going to come in first and second in a race.
Oh.
So they could come in either order if you do an exacta box. Uh-huh. So if you bet like on number three and number five, a $2 exacta box costs you $4.
I see.
And you could go either way.
Okay.
And so I had three races where I picked the winner and the second place. Yeah,
so, you don't get scared that the animals are getting hurt. This is my concern.
I really don't. I think that they are probably the best cared for animals on the planet. They are pampered. They are just, they're just delicious. And they are doing what they want to do. This is what they are born to do.
So
not letting them do that, they're so happy. They're so proud. They're so happy when they're doing this. Anyway, that's just my rationalization.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, so update on you.
Okay, so I broke my toe. It's not a big deal. It's like my pinky toe.
But you weren't limping or
anything. I know. You know what's so
in?
Funny? Like, I was reading about it. There's really nothing you can do about a broken toe. Like, it just has to heal. David breaks, 26 fingers a year. Like, he's always breaking digits. And So, yeah. So that was my...
Did you wrap two toes together
I
then?
Didn't. It was probably a minor break. It wasn't so bad. But I stumped my toe and I was like, God damn it. And then it kept on hurting. And I'm like, usually, pretty high tolerance for pain. I was like, and then I was like, I think I broke my toe.
Oh my gosh.
So,
does that mean you have to wear flats all the time?
It's so funny. No, it's not that bad. Some shoes make it worse, but yeah, I did wear flats today. It's kind of funny.
Oh, I'm sorry that you hurt your toe.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
London has pink eye.
Oh, it's just never an end, never ending story of just disaster for you.
Disaster after disaster, but it's okay. You know what? Actually, I had a really nice day with him today. We went to the park, and it was really quite lovely. So
he can't go to school with pink eye.
No. So we, we spent the day together, went to lunch, and it was really fun.
You should have brought him on the show. He could jump up and down.
He would be like trying to eat the microphone because he eats everything in sight. Yeah, he would be a disaster.
All righty. Well, it's good to see you, and I'm sorry about your toe. So we had a great guest last week.
Oh, I loved it.
John Sally. Oh, my gosh. 15-year NBA veteran and 3-time championship winner.
Yes.
So tall.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
So tall. Every time I look at that picture that you took, they took of us. Oh, my gosh. I have never felt so dwarfed in my life.
And you're tall.
I'm tall. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. God, it's so funny. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting. So for those of you who missed it, John talked about his vegan lifestyle. So he doesn't eat any meat, any dairy, any products from an animal. And it was just really neat to see his compassion for animals. And, you know, here's this like manly guy who, you know, when I think of athletes, I think of someone who, you know, is downing McDonald's and just sort of and so it's just kind of cool to see a sensitive side to him. So I really liked it.
Great. And it was so funny because I had a meeting with Kim Gold, our sponsor, shortly after that. We were just chatting about what a great guest he was and thanking her for finding him for us. And she says, oh, but never go to the supermarket with him. Never let him see what's in your cart. She says, when she sometimes has gone shopping, he's like, step away from the cart because he'll literally go in there and pull out all the things that you're not supposed to eat.
That's really funny.
Okay. Well, without further ado, we have a fantastic guest today. I'm really, really excited about this. This is Dr. Gil Kajiki. Did I get it right? Oh, I hope so. Okay. Dr. Gil is the nation's leading expert in non-drug treatment for hypothyroidism, low thyroid, and Hashimoto's disease, and founder of the Valley Thyroid Institute, a worldwide treatment center. He has pioneered the use of 11 different thyroid tests instead of the standard 3, along with a battery of tests to detect and resolve the root cause of thyroid imbalance in hard-to-heal patients. Autoimmune conditions, weight loss, energy sluggishness, and more often resolved. Dr. Gil creates his personalized program with personalized dietary changes, nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, and lifestyle enhancements to improve lab test results and reduce symptoms. All right. Welcome, Dr. Gil.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day from your patients to speak with us. I am, for one, this is such an important topic. When this one came into our inbox, Kelly's like, Dr. Deborah, you got to get on this one because you got all that thyroid stuff going on.
Yes, this is like screaming her name.
Oh. Okay.
So why don't you just give us a little introduction about, you know, what's the stuff that you do and what do you see and just start out there.
How did you get interested in this particular niche?
Okay, let's start there. I've been a chiropractor for 30 years. And when people think about chiropractors, they do not definitely think about thyroid. It's just two different worlds to people. Like, oh, you guys do backs and necks and headaches and stuff like that. And that's true. For the first 15 years of my practice, I was mainly musculoskeletal. I did neck pain, back pain, structural corrections. But around 15 years ago, my wife, who was an executive with a very large international company, headed up their HR division. She was traveling, you know, to different parts of the world, going to their different divisions. She came home from a business trip one time, and it turns out that she contracted an Epstein-Barr infection. And with Epstein-Barr, you typically get fatigue and rundown feeling. You feel like you don't ever sleep enough. You get up fatigued. You're fatigued all day long. And it just seems like nothing ever helps. And so she had started getting some B12 shots for it, which, kind of helped, kind of not. I mean, it just made it not horrible. But those symptoms of fatigue over the next couple years just morphed into 50 pounds of weight gain and hair loss, depression, memory loss, heart palpitations, night sweats, bloating after meals, dry hair, dry skin, alternating constipation and diarrhea. I mean, it was just an awful situation. And I knew this wasn't her. And we'd been to several doctors in those couple years, and they all said, you know, your lab tests are normal. It's, you know, you've got a lot of stress going on. You're raising two teenage daughters. You're traveling around the world. You're in a high-stress job. This is kind of par for the course. And I didn't know any better. I was a chiropractor. What did I know? So I just believed them. But then these symptoms started turning a little more serious, and she started getting pneumonia a couple times a year.
Wow.
Well, the last time she got pneumonia, which is about the end of the second year of her illness, she landed in the hospital just before Christmas. And I had started studying functional medicine prior to her going in the hospital. It just wasn't acceptable to me that all her lab tests could be normal and she still feels lousy.
Mm-hmm.
So I started studying functional medicine, and I did a test on her just before she went into the hospital. And I came back so excited because I ran to the hospital with the test result, and I said, I know what's wrong. I know what's wrong. You've got Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition where your own immune system is attacking your thyroid.
Mm.
And her doctor happened to be in the room at the time, and he looked at the test, and he said, you're right, she has Hashimoto's. I said, great, what do we do about it? And his response was, well, we're going to give her thyroid medication. Okay, for how long? Forever. For your listeners who want thyroid medication, that's a lifetime sentence.
There is no
intention of taking you off thyroid medication ever. That's a lifetime sentence. And I said to him, I don't understand. Her immune system is attacking her thyroid. Why would you treat her thyroid when the immune system is the problem?
Yes.
The immune system is the bully. The thyroid gland is the poor little victim. Why would you treat the thyroid? He says, because that's the way we treat it in traditional medicine. Hmm. We give medication. I said, but that doesn't make any sense. He says, but that's the way we treat it. So we fired the doctor.
Good job.
She was well enough to go home. So we took her home. I dove into the research on how do you resolve Hashimoto's without medication.
Mm.
And I contacted several colleagues of mine who were smarter than me and did this longer and did this more often than I did. And together, when we collaborated on her case, in 18 months, we completely resolved all her Hashimoto's symptoms. She lost all 50 pounds. All her hair growth came back. Her depression went away. Her digestive symptoms went away. Her fatigue went away. And still to this day, 13 years later, she's never been on thyroid medication.
Wow, that is so impressive. Now, what is the actual test to determine whether you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis?
There are actually four tests that are done. However, there's only one lab in the world that does all four tests. Most labs do two tests, and that's called a thyroid peroxidase and an antithyroglobulin. And that test is typically not done by traditional medicine, endocrinologists, GPs, gynecologists, because it doesn't affect the outcome of the treatment. Because whether you have Hashimoto's or not, you are still going to get medication, radiation, and surgery. So after learning this and realizing this, I said, you can't be the only one in the world that has this problem.
Yeah.
There's got to be thousands, millions of women who are experiencing what you're experiencing. The doctors are telling them their lab tests are normal. They're maybe getting this thyroid test done, and they're treating your thyroid and not the immune system. So we completely, totally revamped our practice, and now all we treat now is thyroid in autoimmune cases, and most of my practice is Skype and phone, so you don't even have to be in the office to get treated with me.
So not necessarily somebody who has a thyroid issue, but you treat the people who have what your wife had, which is the autoimmune attacking the thyroid.
Right, because we treat the root cause of why her immune system is attacking that thyroid.
And is it like a general, I guess, like, do you have a general prescription, so to speak, like these vitamins, these supplements work best for it, or is it really kind of a case by case?
It's actually case by case, and it's very, very personalized. I think one of the bigger mistakes doctors make out there is they have a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. They give everyone Synthroid. They give everyone NatureThroid. They give everyone Armor. They give everyone one diet. They give everyone these supplements. I think that's a huge mistake. Now, that might work for 80% of the people, but what if you're one of the 20%ers? You don't care that it doesn't that it works for the 80%. You care that it doesn't work for you, and you will not find out the root cause of the problem if you do a general cookie-cutter protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense.
Completely.
Absolutely.
Well, for those of us, for the listeners who don't know, can you kind of explain maybe the symptoms of a low thyroid or a fast thyroid? Is that what the other the opposite is?
Sure. Yeah, yes. Hypothyroid. So hypothyroid, H-Y-P-O, means you're having a slow functioning thyroid gland. And your thyroid controls all the metabolism in your body. So you will experience slow body symptoms such as fatigue, depression, weight gain, constipation, dry hair, depression. If your thyroid gland is functioning too fast, which is hyper, you'll experience very fast symptoms like racing heart, anxiety, night sweats, loose stools, agitation, insomnia. And then there's Hashimoto's, which is a combination of those two problems where your body goes through symptoms of hypothyroid and then hyperthyroid and hypothyroid and hyperthyroid. And your TSH test does the same thing. It fluctuates like a roller coaster. So it's very difficult to find out what type of medication you need because your TSH is constantly fluctuating. And you're trying to treat the victim, not the bully.
That is what's going on with me.
I was both just, of those, that's it. I was like, thinking you. I was thinking of you.
So what should I go get tested for? What should I actually go get?
Well, here's the issue. if you go to traditional medicine, which is where the endocrinologists, the GPs, the gynecologists, all the specialists, and you get to use your insurance, you're in the traditional medical model. In the traditional medical model, your choices for treatment are medication, radiation, and surgery. That is it. Your endocrinologist won't counsel you on dietary changes, on stress management, on lifestyle changes, on natural herbal compounds, vitamins, minerals, enzymes. They won't do that. They give you medication, radiation, surgery. So because you only need two tests to justify giving out medication, which is TSH and free T4, there's no need for them to do the other nine tests. They don't need to do them.
Right.
Because it won't give them any more information than what they already have to give you the medication. So you go to an endocrinologist and you say, I want a full thyroid panel. They will give you two tests, maybe three, TSH, free T3, free T4. That is it. They don't want to and they don't need to give you any other tests. It's pointless information for them. However, if that medication doesn't work for you as an individual, and the doctor says, well, you know, your lab tests are normal. I don't know what to tell you. That's like that's like inspecting a house and looking into the closet and the bedroom and saying, okay, your whole house is okay. I've done a full inspection. Because to them, a full inspection is only three tests.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be calling you after the show.
Exactly. So my full inspection, my full thyroid panel is 10 tests. So unfortunately, if you go to your doctor and say, I want a full panel, you likely will only get those three.
Mm. So how do you have to go to like a specific, like a naturopath or a DO?
Well, if you go to those types of doctors, you have a more likely chance of getting it because we typically, doctors like me, we do everything except medication, radiation, and surgery. So we need that other information to know, is it a thyroid problem? Is it an autoimmune problem? Is it an overconversion problem? Is it an underconversion problem? Is it inflammation? Is it the adrenal gland? Is it hormones? Is it blood sugar instability? Is it anemia? Is it an infection? So you get the full battery of tests with people like us so that we can personalize and customize our protocols for you.
So that would be very interesting because as I'm listening to you, I'm assuming then that insurance does not cover that model.
They don't typically cover the consultations, but they may cover some of the lab testing.
Okay. So what's the typical expense for somebody who would come for that kind of treatment?
Once again, right, costs of the case are based on complexity of the case.
Got it. That makes sense.
So, yeah, we don't know. I mean, I think you're a psychotherapist, right?
Psychologist,
Psychologist, yeah. So it would be like me going, so how much is it?
Right.
How many sessions do I need? I don't know. I need to evaluate you, right?
Exactly.
It's going to vary based on complexity of your case and what's involved. So same thing with me.
Got it.
This sounds really cool.
Yeah, but you do have what is the consultation fee?
Well, you can go on my website and you can go to the free consultation and everyone can get a free 15-minute phone or Skype consultation with me.
Oh,
and what that does, it allows you as an individual to get a feel for me, get a feel for my style, my philosophy, and just see if I'm a good fit for you. It gives me a chance to hear about your case and hear about what you want to get accomplished and see if you have a good chance for success with my protocols. And that would be the first step. And at that point, we could decide whether you want to get into the initial consultation, which is 30 minutes, or you just want to say, hey, you know what, I don't think this is a good fit, and you keep looking for another doctor.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, okay, so why, I guess to me, I'm such a naturalist. I totally agree with everything you're saying. I guess my question is, why do most people just go straight to the Synthroid? Like, do they realize that there's no other options out there? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think to some degree, they just don't know. Right. I mean, doctors are one of the people you don't choose. Right? Before you're even born, you already have a doctor picked out for you, your pediatrician.
Mm-hmm. True.
And then because you can't even make decisions, you automatically stay with your pediatrician until you're too old, and then that doctor sends you to a GP. So you don't even have choices on which doctor you choose. So a lot of people, they don't even know. Mm-hmm. They don't even know where to go, who to talk to, so they just kind of stay with the safe route. Other people, they just don't want to be bothered. They say, yeah, and you know, I don't want to change my diet and take supplements and, you know, eat right. And, you know, I'd rather just take a pill.
Right.
You know what? I have no problem with that stuff. As long as it works for you, great, keep doing it. But I can tell you this. I don't get contacted if that stuff works.
That makes sense.
Contacted because that model doesn't work.
Right. Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. Unbelievable. So are you still doing any chiropractics or no? Just this?
Barely. Maybe, you know, 2 patients a week. And I'm pretty selective about that, too.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to come into my office and in office and be a chiropractic patient, I'm pretty selective about what cases I decide to accept.
Unbelievable.
Well, but you're definitely doing adjustments to the thyroid, right? So it's sort of the same, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing metabolic nutritional adjustments.
Adjustments, there you go. Hey, I have a question for you. Can you talk at all about the relationship, or if there is one, between menopause and thyroid, and also between thyroid and memory?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm going to give you kind of the general connection.
Okay.
So we don't get too complicated, but... the thyroid gland is the only gland in the whole body that has connections to every cell in your body. So with every cell in your body, your hair, your skin, your eyes, your toenails, your fingernails, your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, there's a little thyroid receptor site. It's like a little thyroid garage for the thyroid hormone. And your thyroid gland has influence on every system in your body because it controls your metabolism.
Wow.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So when your thyroid gland malfunctions at any number of steps along this thyroid pathway, your body is up for dysfunctioning as well. So there definitely can be a connection between menopause hormone imbalance and your thyroid gland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as your memory goes, your brain is especially sensitive to hypothyroid. Especially sensitive. Mm. Your brain really needs appropriate amounts of thyroid hormone, and it can dysfunction that way. However, your thyroid gland also has influence on your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands let out a hormone called cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
You know what cortisol does to women?
Yes. Kills us.
Well,
yeah.
Gain weight, stress, all that. Yeah.
Gain weight, belly fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Cortisol is also responsible for your sleeping patterns.
Mm.
And cortisol surges affect this area of the brain called the hippocampus. The hippocampus is where your short-term memory lies.
Oh, my God. This is all making sense.
Oh, yeah.
So when you have these cortisol spikes or surges and it becomes toxic to the hippocampus, your memory starts to go bad, especially the short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what affects that cortisol is your stress levels and your blood sugar stability. So how you eat makes a gigantic difference on how your blood sugar works and how your cortisol spikes are. And the stress that you undergo and how you manage that stress is a huge influence on how those cortisol spikes occur.
You're explaining this so well.
So well.
Beautiful. Yeah, it makes complete sense.
I love the little thyroid garages.
Yes, that's what I imagine too. I feel like, well, it's funny. It's like I remember, you know, that song, the hip bone connected to the, you know what I mean? Like everything's like.
Yeah, your whole body's connected.
Yeah.
And you know, this thyroid little garage here, there's something called a thyroid binding globulin, which is one of the critical tests that you need, one of those tests of the 10 that the endocrinologists don't do. Okay, it's like it's called mm-hmm. a T3 uptake. And so that test tells me if you have enough of these taxicabs, so these thyroid hormones jump into a thyroid taxicab, and it takes it to the thyroid hormone garage on each cell. Well, if you have insulin surges, or you have high stress from high cortisol, or if you skip meals, or if you eat high-carb meals, mm-hmm. that causes inflammation in your body. Well, inflammation is the seed to disease, so it affects multiple areas of your body.
Right.
But this inflammation is like fire. It also destroys some of these taxicabs. Mm-hmm. And so you may have 100 thyroid hormone passengers waiting to go to the liver, the lungs, the kidney, the hair, the eyes, but you've only got 90 thyroid hormone taxicabs to take you there.
Mm.
So your TSH and your T4 come out normal, but it doesn't tell you about the taxicabs. And so you experience symptoms of thyroid hormone problems, but your tests are normal.
More work for Uber drivers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And something that I will tell your listeners, this is really, really important because this is what got me thinking about this process. There's no way, and I repeat, there is no way your lab test can be normal and you still feel lousy.
It is so true. I'm so glad you said that because I think that...
That's what keeps happening.
Exactly, yeah.
It's frustrating the crap out of me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh, you're fine. Well, I'm not fine.
Right.
I
exactly.
don't sleep well.
And so, yeah. Three things are happening. One is the doctors aren't doing enough tests. So they're doing 3 instead of 10 on the thyroid panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or they're not doing a full panel. They're missing the inflammation markers, missing the blood sugar stability markers, they're missing the adrenal markers, whatever. Second is they're doing the wrong types of testing. You can do testing through saliva, stool, blood, urine, dried urine. There's all kinds of media to do testing where there's different types of media to do different types of testing. So if you don't do the right media, you're going to get the wrong information. And the third is they're reading them wrong. Okay. If you look at your TSH, if you've ever got a TSH panel done, the TSH range varies from lab to lab, region to region, state to state.
Wow.
So the TSH in Los Angeles Quest is different than the TSH in Nebraska at LabCorp.
Wow. Why is that?
Because it's not standardized.
Oh, my God. That's so interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the way they get the range is they take a segment of that population from that lab, they put them in a bell curve, they throw out the highs, they throw out the lows, and that's the range. Well, the health in San Diego is much different than the health in Arkansas.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And in that mix of people, they have people who are on thyroid medication, mm-hmm. not on thyroid medication, people about ready to die, triathletes, people who are on diabetes medication. So you have this mixture, this conglomerate of all these specimens that aren't the same. And that's why the lab range varies from lab to lab and region to region. And they're using this as a normal. And if you ever look at your lab test results, mm-hmm. you'll notice the range doesn't say normal range. It says reference range or interval range.
Oh, uh-huh. Gosh, that's so
cool. Yeah. Where did you end up going to get all this extra education that you went after your chiropractic?
There are many, many places out there that teach you functional medicine. Virtually every nutritional supplement company out there now has some kind of education where they give out free webinars and have courses and seminars that you can take. So between doing that and contacting my colleagues who have done this, they were probably the most instrumental in helping me learn this is that, gosh, you know, I got to use 10, 15, 20 years of conglomerated experience and my short experience with my wife's case, and with that, you know, we resolved her case. And so that's why now we could take on any kind of a difficult case, and I've got a whole, you know, lineup of people to work with that if I have a problem, I just contact them and say, hey, you know, somebody has inevitably been through it, and we could, you know, help them with the case.
God, that's so awesome. What amazing work that you're doing. This is so fascinating to me. I can just, like, pick your brain for days and days and days. So you practice, are you in the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah, I'm actually right around from your office. I'm in Tarzana.
Oh, Tarzana.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Yeah, 'cause I have an office in Encino.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah, so do you want to get a little bit more into some of the science or, you know, symptoms that people might experience?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you know, hypothyroid, like I said, you experience, like, slow symptoms like constipation and depression and dry skin and dry hair and, you know, dry nails and loss of memory. And then hyper is the fast, mm-hmm. you know. You have the heart palpitations, racing pulse, anxiety, loose stools, and then Hashimoto's is kind of a combination. Now, the problem with these symptoms is this, is that as a patient, all you know is you have symptoms. You have weight gain, hair loss, digestive issues, bloating after meals, memory loss, you're losing your hair. That's all you know. You don't know if it's thyroid or, you know, you don't know. You're going to the doctor for their expertise. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, when you go to the traditional medical model, you're only going to get 3 out of 10 tests. So now you risk getting misdiagnosed. Mm. So there are body dysfunctions called triggers. And this is where I do my best work. And this is where most doctors totally miss it, is triggers are body dysfunctions that very closely mimic a thyroid problem that isn't a thyroid problem.
Oh, so what could it be typically?
So exactly, what could it be? So here are the 9 most common triggers that I've discovered. There are more, but these are the 9 most common. Anemia, blood sugar instability, adrenal gland dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, gastrointestinal dysfunction, food sensitivities, hidden infections, chemical sensitivities, and chemical, physical, and emotional stress.
Wow.
So if you think about those triggers, that could feel, if you had 3 or 4 of those triggers, that could feel exactly like a thyroid problem, but not be one.
Can I share something? I think I have an adrenal issue, like an adrenal gland dysfunction, because all the things that you're saying, like fatigue and like different things, but I don't think it's a thyroid issue, but I think it's an adrenal issue. So it's really interesting.
It could be, exactly. And so unless you do the proper testing, you will never know. And if you go to the endo, they're not going to test your adrenal glands.
Right. How do you test for that?
Your thyroid gland, they'll say, hey, it's fine. Uh-huh. Sorry.
So can you test for an adrenal gland dysfunction?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's many, many ways. The way I choose is through a dried urine sample. And I use a lab called Precision Analytics, and they've developed this amazing test where you actually take these strips of test paper, like a litmus paper, and you urinate in a clean plastic cup, you dip this test paper in there, and you let it hang dry for 24 hours. You take 2 samples at night, 2 samples in the morning. Pack them back up in the envelope and send it back to the lab regular mail. It's really inexpensive. However, here's what it does, and this is the only lab in the world that does all this. It tests you for adrenal dysfunction compared to adrenal fatigue. Mm. It tests your cortisol rhythms and your cortisol levels, which will tell me about your sleeping patterns. It tests your DHEA levels, which is like the seed for all other types of hormones. Mm-hmm. It tests all your male-female hormone levels. But more importantly, it tells me how you actually metabolize all those hormones.
So, okay. And then, so I know you primarily work with thyroid issues, but is this something that you could also work with somebody who has, like me, who has an adrenal issue?
Absolutely. Right.
Oh, okay.
Because I do the testing, and I just figure out where the dysfunctions are, and I fix the dysfunctions. I don't, you know, the thing that I don't do is I don't diagnose.
Right.
I don't put a label on your condition, and neither should you. Because whether it's hypothyroid or ADD or ADHD or adrenal fatigue or adrenal dysfunction or whatever 3-letter initials you have, it doesn't tell you how to treat the condition.
Right, right.
The diagnosis doesn't tell you that. You only need a diagnosis to bill insurance.
Can you give us a couple maybe superfoods that you recommend that kind of works in all cases where you feel like this food really helps people's, you know, all different types of conditions?
Well, I'm gonna disqualify my response of all, because I would say something like just having protein, good protein is good for you.
Okay.
But I've got food immune system testing where people have been sensitive to cooked chicken, cooked turkey, and cooked shrimp.
Oh, interesting.
So you really have to be very, very personalized.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, okay, pea protein is a very clean type of protein. I would try to stay away from the milk and the whey protein.
Right.
I would try to stay away from the nuts. I would try to stay away from maybe if you're a vegetarian especially, you want to stay away from the animal protein. But pea protein is a very, very safe protein. And the thing about protein is people don't have enough protein. I can't tell you how many lab panels I get back where there are suggestions of people having under intake of protein throughout the day.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just don't have enough protein throughout the day. Because we are a society loaded with carbs and sugar.
Right. And we need a little to balance it.
So, yeah. And the protein will help dampen the blood sugar surges. And the protein is a slow-burning sugar. So you don't get these erratic blood sugar spikes if you're continually feeding your system with small amounts of clean protein throughout the day.
So is pea protein the same as pea protein isolate? I just literally just got some pea protein, so it's so funny you're talking about this.
No, actually, it's a little different.
Okay.
Because what they've done is what pea protein isolate is they've actually taken out the pea protein, and then they've given you whatever's left over.
Oh, that's the isolate?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So you want the pure...
Some people are sensitive to pea.
Uh-huh.
But it's normally the protein that they're sensitive to, not the other stuff.
Oh.
So you heard of soy isolate.
Sure.
That's different than soy protein.
I see. So you want the purest form. So you want, like, the pea protein.
Do you actually get pea protein from peas?
You're not sensitive to it, of course.
Well, Dr. Gill, do you get pea protein from peas, or where do you get it from?
Yeah, straight from peas. They dehydrate the peas, and then they put them through a process, and they pull out the protein, and that's how you get your isolate, or they just leave it as is, and that's how you get your pea protein.
So my homemade pea soup is good.
Yes.
Your homemade pea soup is good. However,
okay. You
have to also consider the glycemic load in it. Peas are very high on the glycemic load.
Ah.
So if you've got blood sugar instability, you're spiking your blood sugar when you're eating pea soup.
So you have to eat it in the protein powder type?
Yeah, or have some protein with it.
I was
have
just
some
gonna
animal
say,
protein with it of some sort
because
the peas are very high glycemic. So having some other type of protein with it will help dampen the blood sugar surge.
I've noticed with my kids for sure that a protein snack goes such a long way. Like even like a piece of fruit within an hour, like there's like a crash. Like I need some sort of protein, you know, with it for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, fruits, you know, fruit is not what I would say good for people. It's just not too bad for people.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I've heard that a lot just because of
I love fruit.
The sugar spikes.
Okay. But are you saying, but if you eat it with a protein, it's better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The rule in my office is never eat a fruit without a protein.
Uh-huh. It's so funny because you know how everybody has like their own thing. Like some people are like, oh, no, you don't want to combine, you know, food combining. And it's just so funny. Like everybody has their own, you know, thoughts about it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And like I said to people, if I say, look, if that works for you, keep doing it.
Right.
But what I know is nobody contacts me if it works.
It's so true.
That makes sense.
I get contacted last.
Right.
And I tell people, you know what, if you've got some other protocol, therapy, treatment in mind other than mine, and you're considering my protocols, do the other one first.
Right.
Okay? People who have the best results here are fully committed. And if you walk into the door, you walk into this treatment saying, well, if Dr. Kijiji doesn't work, I'm going to try this. I suggest you try this first. Try the other stuff first. And then if that doesn't work, then contact me. But if it does work, you'll never call me.
Right.
And everyone will be happy.
Is there a, sort of a maybe a range of a treatment timeline? Like if somebody comes in with one of these conditions and wants your help, is it? Do they start to feel better after if they follow everything you're saying? They're very treatment compliant. Will they see some benefits in a week, a month, a year, 2 years? I'm sure it ranges, but any?
Yes, exactly. It ranges. However, if you go on my website and you look under the testimonial section, you'll see people who did video testimonials for me. Some people got 90% better in 2 weeks. These are people who've had their condition for decades.
Wow.
Some people got 50% better in 3 months. Wow. Some people got 80% better in a month. So it varies, but what I can tell you is if you're very compliant, if you follow what I do, most of the patients seem to feel noticeably better in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Cool. This is incredible. And then do you work also with, like, people who have menopause symptoms? Is it very similar that sort of the right kind of, you tweak it a little bit, but the right supplements and vitamins, you can, instead of doing like a, you know, a hormone therapy, is it the same type of thing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first thing you have to figure out is it really menopause? Mm-hmm. Like, is it really early menopause, or are you suffering from a combination of a thyroid problem and hormone imbalance?
Oh.
Right, so you have to do the testing first to really determine, is it really menopause?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's been people who have been in early menopause, rather, and they said, I do not want to take hormones. I do not. Like, okay, so we'll give this a try. Right? Unfortunately, I can't control the body. So if the body says, hey, I'm done making hormones, sorry, then yeah, you'll have to go on some hormone replacement. But if I can get the body working right and functioning right, and it could start creating its own hormone because the body is still able to do that, then, yeah, the natural therapy will work for you. I don't have a problem with medication at all. I just have a problem with it when it doesn't work.
Yes. Very interesting.
I have a more personal question for you. Have you ever pissed off a doctor? Like, somebody's come in and you've had to try to consult with them and say, I don't think your protocol is working for the patient. They're going to go this way, where they get really pissed at you?
You know what? I wish I could have a better response than that, but I could tell you this. I've got over 100 different people on video who've gone through my protocols. You got to figure, of those 100 people, maybe 60 to 70%, maybe 80% of them have doctors, right? Mm-hmm. That have consulted with them and treated them before these patients came see me. And they got their condition resolved or 100% resolved or felt much better. They all went back to their doctors. And they said, hey, this Dr. Kijiki did these natural protocols with me and really helped me out. I'm feeling so much better. You know, I haven't gotten one phone call from any of their doctors
to thank you.
Not even to thank me.
Just curious, right?
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How did you get this person resolved when I couldn't do it? What is it that you're doing?
Right.
Wow.
Not one.
That's tragic, actually. That just breaks my heart.
Because if you're really trying to tell me that you care about your patients,
right,
and everyone has a segment of their population of patients that you can't help,
right,
that you really want some help with that, not one of these doctors has contacted me to say, what are you doing, or can I send you my difficult patients?
Mm. Wow, that just
can I really
heart.
Believe that they care for their patients,
no.
Or are they letting their egos get in the way and they say, oh, I don't want this like natural guy
to
let my colleagues know that he resolved this case and I couldn't.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm curious. My daughter is totally into Ayurvedics. She's at the School of Ayurvedics up north. Do you have any training or background in Ayurvedic medicine?
I don't. I think, you know, when people have their conditions, they have their multiple choices to get it resolved. They've got, you know, functional medicine like I do. They got acupuncture. They got Ayurvedic medicine. They got Reiki. They've got traditional medicine. There's all kinds of methods. You know what? If it works for you, wonderful. I don't have any kind of prejudice against anything that works.
So what's considered functional medicine? Because I haven't heard that term before.
Okay. So functional medicine is really getting popular now. It's finding out what the root cause of your symptoms are.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. It's finding out the root cause. And so what we're doing is we're finding out the dysfunctions, and we're fixing the dysfunctions of the body with natural means like herbs and vitamins and minerals and enzymes and amino acids and detoxes and removing interferences so that the body can function better. And so we call it functional medicine because medicine is, you know, involves herbs and vitamins and minerals, but we do it in a natural method. So ours is getting to the root cause. Traditional medicine is more about treating the symptom, not the cause.
I see. Okay,
yes.
Makes
and,
sense.
Yeah, and Ayurvedics is more about prevention.
Right.
Yeah, but I just have a hunch that once I find out more about this protocol, there's going to be some overlap, or at least the thinking is similar, which I really like. I like the idea of really going after what the problem is instead of just throwing meds at something that doesn't cure
or deal with
anything. It's terrible. Our society is so oriented that way. It's frightening.
Yeah.
I can imagine some women, this is going to be kind of funny, but if they have the hypothyroidism, they're probably scared because they probably like the weight loss and they probably don't want to do anything about it. Do you ever see that?
You know what? The thing is, when those people contact me, and there's only one out of 10 of those cases are hyper.
Oh, okay.
It's really fairly uncommon.
Oh, okay.
But the people who have a hyper, sure, they don't have a weight gain problem, but they're scared to death because they feel like their heart is going to jump out of their chest. It's beating so hard and so fast. They've got insomnia because they can't sleep at night because they could literally feel their heart racing.
Oh, my God. How awful.
Right? They have anxiety because they always feel like they're on edge all the time.
Yeah.
So they're not worried about their weight. They're worried about their psyche. They're worried about their heart failing. Mm-hmm. I mean, their heart feels like a hummingbird. So they have other more serious symptoms that we have to be concerned about.
Right.
I remember many moons ago when I was pregnant with Tiffany, I had tachycardia, which is racing heart, and I thought I was going to die. It was so scary.
Really?
Like, all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there, and I had eaten a meal, and I don't know what happened, and my heart started beating. Like, it felt like it was 250 beats a minute.
That's
I mean, it was so scary that I was freaking out, and it was terrible.
Yeah, and at that point, you're not saying, well, at least I won't have to worry about my weight gain.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like the last thing in your mind. You're right. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how...
It's very disquieting, discomforting.
That's horrible.
Scary. And then it can set in motion a panic attack, which
I was just thinking that.
Really
yep.
awful.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been so informative. We are actually running out of time.
Yes.
So we want to send everybody to valleythyroidinstitute.com, valleythyroidinstitute.com. We've been speaking with Dr. Gil Kajiki, the G.
Exactly.
Even though it's spelled with a J, K-A-J-I-K-I.
Uh-huh.
Where are you from originally, Dr. Gill?
Born and raised in the Valley, one of the few people who stayed here.
Oh,
no way, me too. Woodland Hills.
Yeah, I went from Pacoima all the way over to Woodland Hills, and the crime just kept on following me.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. It was super, super informative, and I love how you explain things so well, really.
Thank you so much.
Do you have an appointment open for Kelly and me at 2 o'clock? We'll be right there.
I wish I did, but I tell you what, you're welcome to give me a call. Tell the office I had an interview, and we'll give you, you know, like carte blanche, service.
You'll be hearing from me.
Yes,
for sure.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it, Dr. Gill.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow.
So cool.
I feel like my mind is open to lots
of possibilities
now.
Are you thinking about the medical intuitive? Who told you about that?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I can't stop thinking
about it.
I'm also
about the test that I went through and how my doctor responded. I love my doctor. She's really, she is a doctor.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. But she still is very traditional medicines. Like if we have a problem, she still would always go with medications first, like my blood pressure medication. She's like, look, it's tried and true. It works. It keeps your blood pressure in order. Why do you want to screw with it? You know? So I agree in some things, but it would be nice to go more
natural.
And the adrenal, that when he talked about those 9 most common things, that was really fascinating.
So
very
fascinating.
Helpful that are triggers.
Yes.
That could look like and mimic thyroid.
Thyroid, exactly.
Wow, wow. Okay, so we have to thank Kim Gold again, who sponsored our show. She is the author of the business memoir Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire. And she's going to be on with us next week. Kelly's going on vacation.
I'm like very sad because this is going to be such a great show, and I'm sad I'm going to miss it. Yes,
Kim Gold is going to co-host with me and... Mm-hmm. One of Kelly's favorite, Holly
Robinson
Peach.
Of course, I'm not here. We tried to reschedule her, but it's just not happening. So
I'll take pictures and we'll send them to you. And then you'll be salivating.
I was just going to say, this is like so upsetting. enjoy. I will be thinking of you guys.
Please send us those emails to docandtherapist@gmail.com. And please like us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our Twitter is Doc and Therapist. And our Facebook is the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show. We're so excited. Kelly, I think we're up to 200,000 listeners.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Thank you guys
so
much.
Thank you for liking us. Yes. Thanks for supporting us. We love you.
See you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.